This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, they said it would never happen. It was an insane conspiracy theory of Christians in the 1970s and 80s. Why in the future they would microchip us to buy and sell. There'd be a cashless society. We'd merge with machines and worship a one-world government. And now, it's come true. Well, the number one enemy of the globalists other than Trump was General Michael Flynn, who helped lead the military 5 years ago to knock back Al-Qaeda / Al-Nusra ISIS in Syria. When our military finally had their come-to-Jesus moment, Obama tried to purge the military over the next few years, but it didn't work. Well, the system is very, very panicked, and they've cooked up this fact that the National Security Advisor-elect shouldn't be talking to his Russian counterpart. And, of course, they even have the intercepts, Trump being spied on by Obama and Hillary and Soros, using our taxpayer money, saying, I can't talk to you about sanctions, but the president obviously wants to have better relations, so we'll get those phone calls set up. He was setting the phone calls up, and they said, did you talk to the Russians about sanctions? Well, technically, he didn't negotiate anything, but they mentioned they wanted to talk about sanctions, so, oh, it's a lie, you got to go. Very bad sign, though, because this will create more panic, more running scared from the globalist brainwashing machine. Here's a report by Paul Watson, though, on the hysterics of the so-called liberals.
Walking to get coffee saw these all over a sidewalk in the town I'm in. Is this an attempt at swastikas? Do neo-Nazis not have Google?
Turns out Sarah Silverman doesn't know how to use Google, since one quick search reveals that these are harmless construction markings. No, this wasn't a joke. Sarah Silverman actually believes that construction markings are neo-Nazi swastikas. The same Sarah Silverman who called on her millions of fans to support a military coup to overthrow Donald Trump. She later corrected her innocent mistake, proving again that this wasn't a joke. But wait, if these are some thinly veiled pro-Trump neo-Nazi message, does that mean we need to start punching utility men and construction workers on the street? Look at this guy. Is that a Sieg Heil? And this guy appears to be erecting a giant T for Trump. This guy is literally Hitler. But seriously, this is what happens when rampant virtue signaling meets hysteria. The left is so beset by Trump derangement syndrome, they're seeing neo-Nazis and swastikas in everything. Just last month, someone at a university in Ohio mistook a white sheet covering some lab equipment for a Ku Klux Klan robe. Students in Indiana freaked out when they thought this Catholic priest was a KKK member. Neo-Nazi hate crimes are being faked across the country. This is collective madness. This is what mass hysteria looks like. Piers Morgan was relentlessly attacked by J.K. Rowling and other leftists because he refused to accept the premise that Donald Trump was the new Hitler. He was also subjected to a volley of abuse.
You killed the Jews on the first day. He worked up to it.
Thanks. That is the exact ridiculous, hysterical, over-the-top nonsense.
If people got hysterical in Germany,
it's not the new Hitler.
Hey, Jim, repeatedly shouting f*** off while a biased far-left crowd claps like circus seals isn't an argument. Do you realize how utterly retarded you sound when you compare the architect of one of the worst mass genocides in human history to a former reality TV host? Listen to what actual survivors of Nazi Germany have got to say. Inga Andrews warns that it's the violent far-left mobs who shut down free speech, not Donald Trump, that remind her of Hitler. The irony behind all this is that by resorting to such patently ludicrous hyperbole and hysteria, the left is actually helping Donald Trump by becoming the farcical embodiment of delirium and neurotic derangement in their anti-Trump fervor. They're sidelining and discrediting genuine, legitimate opposition to Trump. So if you're a Trump supporter, the unhinged meltdown we're now seeing on the left cannot go on long enough.
well done, Russia.
We'll be back with the most important transmissions ever.
Against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on the Fort Coast and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men.
And I'll ride again.
I'll ride again.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It's Tuesday, Valentine's Day, 2017. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Again, thank you so much for joining us. One of my daughters born on Valentine's Day. Little sweetie. So we always celebrate our birthdays on the same day because I'm born just a couple days before her on the old Aquarian calendar. Wow, there's so much to talk about. Such a big time right now. I woke up at 3:30 a.m. this morning. And I knew as I went to the computer, because I went to bed pretty early last night, that it was going to be that Flynn had resigned or been fired. Because I knew that was going to happen 2 days ago. But I just, what's the fun of being the first to report something like that? You know, the Mitt Romney thing I told you about a month before and 2 weeks before that he was being played with and toyed with. And I had that directly from about as high as it can go. The Flynn information, I can just read the tea leaves and made a few phone calls. And this is all a great example of how they get everybody running scared. They kept saying during the campaign, has anybody talked to Russians? And they said no. And, of course, they were spying on everybody in the Trump campaign and knew that wasn't the case. They hadn't talked to them. But once you're president-elect, your designated national security advisor is supposed to start talking to the Chinese leaders, the Russian leaders, the Israeli leaders, and Flynn talked to all of them. And they asked, did you talk about sanctions with the Russians? He said no. And then they reportedly have the recording and the transcript where the Russian ambassador brings up, well, we want to talk to Trump about sanctions and how that can go and what we can do to get that done. He said, and this has come out now. He said, well, you know the president-elect's policy. He wants an open door and a clean slate. But I can't talk specifics about sanctions, but I'm sure he'll be ready to talk about those when he talks to President Putin. And they went, ladies and gentlemen, we got a firestorm on our hands. Flynn lied. He did talk to the Russians. He talked about sanctions. Now, if somebody calls up an auto parts store and you're the manager, and somebody says, I'd like to talk to you about buying your auto parts place. You say, well, I'm not the owner. He's on vacation. He gets back in a couple days, but I know he's been talking about wanting to sell it. So, mister, just send us your information, and I'm sure he'll be getting back with you. Does that turn into the auto parts store manager was like trying to sell our business without ever having the permission? Ladies and gentlemen, Henry Kissinger is the top advisor to Vladimir Putin. One reason I don't particularly trust Putin at some levels. The mega globalist, reportedly a Soviet spy during World War II, a double agent, codenamed Bohr. That's been leaked information. That's why he knows so many of the secrets. Oh, yeah, the living fossil was a major assistant, kind of like a Rince Priebus, to the OSS with the Rockefellers, with David Rockefeller. Now, it's not known that David Rockefeller was in the OSS. I just released that information. But I have that on good sources and intel to back it up. He was certainly in Nazi Germany before the war started, taking lots of photos and meeting with lots of top Nazis because his daddy was a heavy investor. The point is that the Rockefellers are on record having major plants inside Russia and inside Germany and made monies off all three sides of the war. There were three sides to it. It wasn't two sides. There were two sides at the end, three sides at the beginning. Look it up. But those are like stubborn things like facts, being cursed with them, being cursed to be informed, and then watching people run around and go away, USA, KKK. That's all they know. Well, meanwhile, their whole future is being destroyed by the globalists, and they're running around going, Donald Trump's a Russian agent. What Donald Trump has done, and what I've told people a thousand times, and what's crazy is it's in mainstream news today admitting what I'm saying is true, that Trump is grabbing globalism away from the multinationals that stole it using U.S. money, power, and influence, and is actually trying to use globalism to block the communist Chinese, reform Europe, and have an alliance with Europe, the UK, Israel, Japan, and any other free country wants to have trade, and we'll build lots of golf courses and hotels and factories. A pro-human president leading America. And they now admit it in Bloomberg and Reuters and Google and News and Yahoo and Politico. It's Trump versus the globalist. Why, just 2 months ago, the New York Times said Alex Jones is crazy. He believes in something called the globalist. That was the old propaganda of the last 20 years, and they got laughed at so hard. In three articles they wrote in 1 week, one of them had me in the headline. What is this globalism? Does it exist that Alex Jones talks about? It's like, what is this toucan? Do toucan birds exist? Now there it is, globalism, a far-right conspiracy theory buoyed by Trump. And then it goes on to say, it's racist and it doesn't exist and Alex Jones is insane. Well, that's solid BS gold, isn't it? But notice now it's not that. I have a stack of mainstream news today where they're like, world government's in total crisis. They're going to find out about the derivatives of the scams we've run. We've got to start killing people. They've already got all their Sarah Silvermans and all their rappers and music people and movie stars saying kill Trump. And they've got major publications calling for his death because, ladies and gentlemen, these people have committed so many crimes, the globalists, that if Trump keeps going, it's over. You notice Jerry Sandusky's son just got arrested for procuring children for the globalists. And of course, Sandusky, I've told you, was a procurer. You take one look at that soulless ringwraith, and you have to understand, he got in trouble because he was dipping into his boss's goodie bag. And you can't have Renfield sucking blood himself. You're not a vampire, bro. You bring us the goodies. I told you there's going to be more arrests in Penn State. Told you that on the Joe Rogan podcast, which is the number one podcast in world history, which they're also trying to block on the charts at Google Play and iTunes or where else. Joe's tweeted that out. It's confirmed. Still number one. I know it's only got 45 million views or something now. It would have 200, 300 million. I mean, you saw the algorithm. You just couldn't have that. It couldn't have three or four times the Super Bowl because you probably couldn't ignore that. But ignore 40 million. That'll be easier, of course. But that's on all the different platforms, over 40 million views. And they did block it when it went total viral. They just put a governor on it and stopped it. By the way, Leanne McAdoo was pointing this out to me last night. We were doing a live report. And I went and looked it up last night to show I don't know much. That's why it's important for people to keep me informed. They called a month ago for taking Donald Trump's Twitter away. But that was a little too anti-free speech. That might be too obvious to take the president's Twitter away. Got to discredit him a little bit first. People might actually go, wait, we have something called free speech here. So they now don't let any of the positive comments or good tweets get to him because he tweets back and communicates with people and sees stuff he thinks is interesting. That's a portal he's looking into. So they want to isolate him as much as they can into the White House Priebus cult. And so they've got it set now where only the negative comments are in the top 100. So they've really suspended Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's up there wondering why suddenly he's getting nothing but negative feedback because they put a filter on there of only people that are attacking him, thinking he's not tech savvy. And then I'd imagine the trusted people come in and say, look, sir, it's getting negative. See? Sir, give us your cell phone. Don't talk to anyone anymore. In fact, you're not allowed to talk to the Russians. That means you're a Russian spy. Think about how dumb they think we are. Ronald Reagan went and did the deals with Russia, and then Congress ratified it. But that's what a president can go sign treaties if he wants. The president is co-equal to Congress and the courts. Hell, the liberals were arguing he's above them all, but not now. But they're on there going, he talked to Putin a couple times. He's talking about meeting Putin. And they so bullied Trump and his administration that they're backing off even in this foreseeable meeting with Putin. Oh, my gosh, all the other presidents meet with the Russian president. But see, you can't because, well, you're not the president, sir. Rince Priebus and Paul Ryan are. And look, just be nice and John McCain and Lindsey Graham will stop trying to overthrow you. Bull. They hate you. They're not men. They're scum. And they don't like you because you've told law enforcement across the country they're green-lighted to go after the pedophile networks no matter how or how far they go and how hard it is to deal with for the country. Yeah, Trump's not using blackmail like the Democrats do with their pedophile rings, and the Republicans are involved as well. Trump's burning it all down. So that's what's going on in this country, is you got a bunch of scum on top who are into really bad stuff, and even get into their club, you've got to do horrible things, and they know their whole party is in trouble. Let's skip this break. They know that their whole shindig is in trouble because they went so far publicly saying they were going to teach pedophilia to kids, sexualizing them, publicly trying to legalize NAMBLA, publicly saying mothers and fathers are bad, publicly saying there's 50 and then 100 genders and you can't have a men's bathroom or a women's bathroom because somebody else might not be a man or a woman, just to make you feel bad for existing. Total societal attack. And the intelligence agencies can't help but run across all the weird occultic stuff that the elites are into. It runs the gamut, but it's just an entire sewer of different garbage floating through it with the things they're into. But it's all about hurting innocents, degrading people, dominating, enslaving. That's why they've got, you know, 50 Shades of Grey, then a new one comes out and it's more intense. And now people are getting killed, being part of it, and, you know, choking to death. And the hospitals are having all these emergency calls. And then next it'll be, oh, killing somebody. And then next, raping a child. See, that's how they, successive approximation. People say, well, it is kind of fun to slap your wife on the butt. You know, they like it. Well, that's not hurting somebody. That's fun. They like it. You like it. That's not actually hurting somebody. But they take something innocent like that, and then they extrapolate it out to the UN saying, legalize men being able to pick up children up to 5 years old. If your five-year-old or your son or daughter wants to go out with some pot-bellied pedophile that comes knocking on your door, the UN and some countries like Sweden are actually looking at legalizing it, saying, oh, your child can have man-boy love. And then Salon has articles about what's wrong with fantasizing about a four-year-old or five-year-old girl with some, again, soft, weird, super ultra beta male kind of gremlin Renfield type on there licking his lips. I mean, it's, and again, that's a Renfield, folks. That's not, you don't see the Draculas unless Chucky Schumer's out in daylight. That's one. That's a Renfield. And then Schumer, and I'm not saying Schumer's involved in anything like all the stuff we heard about in New York. I'm just saying spiritually. That's my opinion, that has a Renfield spirit and there's a Dracula spirit. But you notice the servants of this always look like that guy. Let's pull up Sandusky's son, out reportedly, been indicted for trying to procure children. Who's he procuring them for? Who's he trying to get them in the van for? Look at those eyes. That's somebody been tortured hard. That's somebody under mind control. That's a grabber. Not a drinker. Because let me tell you, they ain't just raping them. Renfield's rape, Dracula's kill. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. And remember who you're siding with. Just remember. Because whatever you do, you're going to pay for in this life and the next. So they think they've had a big victory. They're having a big celebration right now that they brought down the former head of Defense Intelligence, who reorganized the Pentagon, got the different branches working together, successfully developed plans to stop radical Islamic jihad terror worldwide, blocked, then had to watch the Arab Spring turned loose and our military being ordered to resupply and supply al-Qaeda forces out of Saudi Arabia, then watch the name change to ISIS to confuse the public, as from everybody from Colonel Schaefer to Rand Paul to Ted Cruz to myself to countless others, expose what was really happening. And so Trump learned about this, admired people involved. Well, there were a lot of other generals involved, but Flynn led the charge. He got fired by Obama for it. Trump brought in Flynn. Flynn thinks he's completely normal, completely good. He wasn't violating the Logan Act for his own personal gain to discuss foreign deals or policy at a non-official governmental meeting. He's on the phone lining up phone calls for the president-elect, public phone calls he made days later. And they set it all up with a public, politically ignorant on average, that the national security advisor incoming on December 15th had a conversation with the Russian ambassador. You can go back and look. Every transition team going back to when they put the red phone in back in the early 60s every single transition team talk to their counterparts. In fact, you do that in the weeks before you even get in office, and that's totally normal. But see, they set the agendas, they set the rules, where if you put mother or father on your first grade entrance papers when you move, put your kid in school, they call you in, they say, we don't have mother and father. You have to use these code abbreviations, not hurt anybody's feelings. You're being inducted into a cult to not say mother, you know, Carol Jones, father, David Jones. No, you just say whatever that particular school has a code word or an acronym, and then there's new ones, and you learn the language you're allowed to use. Well, same thing. The media said, you don't talk to the Russians, Trump. You're a Russian agent. Trump's like, I don't know anything about the Russians, but I know Putin is a nationalist and really pulled out of globalism, is doing more for his country than what happened under globalism, and I want to use American power through all the power we have to actually empower our country. And they even have foreign affairs and other publications from the Council on Foreign Relations and the Washington Post coming out. I'm going to read some of these articles coming up. And admitting, okay, Trump really does want to make America take over globalism and actually make it free market and not have a bunch of war. And just we're not going to let him do that. And the Russians actually are scared of this, too, because it's going to be so effective and so big that it'll make the U.S. so powerful. What will they do to Russia? But then they go on and say, but they do hope for their own nationalism. So this puts Putin between a rock and a hard place. So some Russians are actually wanting to get rid of Trump now. And that's really what's going on, because the globalists are reaching out to Russia saying, listen, you don't want to be part of this, because this is going to end all of the corporate imperialism that all these major power sectors are involved in, the Russians, the Chinese, and the United States. The euro is a fundamentally abusive system meant to destroy sovereignty, meant to destroy cultures, and meant to turn people into debtor slaves. That's in their founding documents. It was a corporate takeover by stealth. That's falling apart of its own weight. So they brand everything as a Russian conspiracy because, as I've said 1,000 times, the Russians began to pull out of globalism 19 years ago. What's interesting is, it doesn't mean they're perfect, it just means they're trying to become sovereign again. And Trump recognizes that under globalism, we are diminished, even though our great strength and will built it. They hijacked the Renaissance nation to build the global tyranny. And in the final quarter, Trump is trying to reverse the tables on them. And even if they kill Trump, even if they end up wrecking him down the road, because great positive things are happening, but you know, this is a death battle, in my words and in their words. I've called it a death battle for years. They call it a death battle with the illiberal West. That's George Soros. That's in the news today. We must stop the illiberal West from messing up our world government, where it's a bunch of rich billionaires saying, we're going to merge the machines and be God. Merge with it or be destroyed. I mean, that's in the news today. Elon Musk, merge with machines or be obsolete. I mean, it's, you will assimilate. We are the Borg. We do not offer any quarter. Submit to us. And it's not like you even merge with a machine. Everybody else is just to be drugged up, phased out, sterilized, bye-bye. So, I mean, we're given a total black flag with a skull and bones on it by the globalists saying, we're never going to surrender, and by the way, we're going to torture you to death. See, a black flag means no surrender. A white flag means surrender. Everybody knows that. What does a skull and crossbones on a flag mean? It was on flags before pirates adopted it on boats. If a military started getting used to some of the Crusades, put that on a flag, it meant we're going to kill everybody. If there's blood dripping off the skeleton, it means we're going to torture you too. And skull and bones, the whole globalist deal, is a skull and crossbones. It means, and they worship pirates. We're going to overrun you. We're going to rape you. We're going to kill you. You understand? No quarter. So our military now knows about this. It's been decompartmentalized. I've exposed it. Drudge has exposed it. Ron Paul's exposed it. Countless others have exposed it. People in the military were able to go look this up, find out it was true, decompartmentalize, realize we were being double-crossed by Islamic operations. Wasn't just a destabilization of the Middle East, like the military had been told. They were like, all right, fine, have them all kill each other. That was bad enough, see. No, you can't use evil for good and have it turn out to be good. See, it was really a double cross to flood us as well and bring us down. The military caught that in mid-sentence, right when they were going to turn us over to Islam, in free speech, go after the Christians, take our guns, all of it, and Our military and intelligence agencies said no, but there's now an internal civil war inside the intelligence agencies trying to overthrow Trump, and they're now in open rebellion at the State Department. That's admitted with the media saying kill
We're
Trump.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So here is the bottom line. Everyone around Trump is a patriot that supports this republic and that actually wants to give Americans good paying jobs and the future, wants to honor mom and dad and apple pie and baseball and being good, not being demoralized, is being targeted. And they're either saying you're a KKK member, a white supremacist, like they say about Bannon with just no evidence. They just, you know, they say I'm KKK. And they told me, they say I'm deeply racist and all this other made up crap. I mean, they know exactly what they're doing with their constituents to scare other people from being associated with the message. So you keep your mouth shut or you'll get called racist too. But everybody knows that's made up, so they moved on to the Russian spy area. Now, they know there's zero connections with Bannon in Russia. But a national security advisor, what do? They talk to the other major powers. And so now what's happened? Flynn has stepped down, and Michael Moore tweeted, he said, now we're going to get Bannon and everybody else. But notice who they don't want. whenever there's word that Priebus might be kicked out, it's like, oh, no, no, leave Priebus. He's good, Trump. Oh, and we love your son-in-law. We love your son-in-law, Jared. He's such a good guy, too. He's the guy you should listen to. And I'm not saying Trump's son-in-law is a bad person, but, I mean, he's New York real estate. He wants to get along with all those folks. He's not hard-nosed like Trump. And I know he helped him a lot in the campaign. And I believe he's loyal to Trump. The point is, you get put under a lot of pressure here. And when Trump went out and gave a press conference yesterday, he went to the Daily Caller and the local radio station. He's delegitimizing the corporate media that's discredited itself as fake news. You watch the Spicer thing, it's ABC News, CNN, CBS, over and over and over again. And then, I mean, maybe once a week, some token radio station or something. And again, the briefing rooms aren't where the power is anymore anyways. So that's all a dinosaur itself. But it just shows you Trump's instincts are right. Trump got Trump elected. The American people got him elected. Not Sean Spicer, not Rince Priebus. And I can't help it. A lot of insiders tell me Spicer's not that good. I like his body language. I like a lot of his answers. I just like the guy. Just at a, you know, level. At a physical level. I don't get heebie-jeebies about him like I do about Rince Priebus. But I get the heebie-jeebies about Rince Priebus, and then I know all about him. He's a Paul Ryan Renfield. And when I say somebody's a Renfield, I don't mean a procurer of children. A Renfield just means a minion of evil. Now, I'm saying Sandusky's son just got arrested and indicted for trying to procure kids, and that is a Renfield. A literal Renfield. In the child procurement area. But when I talk about a Renfield, I just mean, you know, that was Count Dracula's little half-vampire insane minion. And again, all the great literature is just archetypes of real stuff going on in the world. Do they live forever? No, but their evil goes on generation by the abuse they put on children. And they need Renfields around them that'll keep their mouths shut when they're doing the real torturing and butchering, which always we know is at the top of the pyramid with pedophilia. And I'm not saying Jerry Sandusky and Penn State or Jerry Sandusky's son were involved in that type of Renfielding. We just know it was the raping of little children in broad daylight by Sandusky. And they said, Renfield, you can't do that in public. We do that out at the farmhouses late at night. And then see, Renfields produce Renfields. These are guilds. These are classes. I ought to create a deck of cards with vampires versus their minions. Because that's an allegory the public can get, and that's what they are. You see, globalism isn't so much a destination as a journey. Because once they get a cashless society and full control of the family, they are going to brain damage and euthanize and hurt people so bad that humanity's not going to know what's happening to them. Until they're finally doing the evil right out in the open in front of everybody. And that's their big goal, to take God's creation and overthrow it and turn it upside down. And as I said yesterday, all Trump is humanity coming up under the water in a riptide and trying to get a gulp of air before we get pulled right back under. Come on in, the water's nice. Says Michael Moore, says Lord Rothschild, says Rockefeller, says George Soros. Take one look at what he looks like and how he acts and what he does, and take one look at their little photo shoots and their friends. You look at them, you go, my God, that looks like the cast of a vampire movie. And you know, it's funny what you're looking at. Sometimes your eyes don't lie to you. And how they hate barrel-chested, red-skinned, strong men, or strong barrel-chested black men, or anything else. And I'm not saying people are bad that have super pale skin. I'm talking about the way the globalists look as a group, as a combine. What they're up to, what they're involved in, what they're doing, and how they'll be defeated. You have to recognize them as predators that have been born and trained and are genetically inbred I don't care what group they are, of every cast, every group, they all have the parasite cast, the Morlocks and the Eloi. H.G. Wells wrote a book saying Morlocks and Eloi is the real eugenics saga and how he sees the elite versus the people. But the paradox is the Morlock is underground. It is evil. It does drag you into the pit and feed on you, but it's smarter than you. It has knowledge of science. Why is it smart about control and the Eloi are beautiful and smart, but they don't care about science, and so they're ruled by the Morlocks? Then we can pull up his 1930s time machine. There was a 60s one as well, and he put up the Morlocks and the Eloi's for TV viewers. The New York Times, the Washington Post probably say, Alex Jones believes vampires and Morlocks are real. No, I said they're allegories. But it won't stop Fox News from editing the tape. That's why it's going to be audio, so they can deceive their viewers. But make no mistake, what you've seen is the ongoing counter coup, and it's not a good sign, because there was a coup, we had a counter coup, it's a counter coup to the counter coup. And it shows that Trump is listening more and more to Paul Ryan and Rince Priebus and others saying, look, we know there's no Russia ties to you, but if anybody else has ties, prove it to people, get rid of them. And so all the news is saying today, this proves it's a Russian operation. This is going to bring Trump down. This proves the investigation is just going to get started now. And John McCain's running around foaming at the mouth, and the Republican leaders are on Fox News with their chest out going, yeah, we'll get to the bottom of this. We'll keep Trump on a short leash. We know how to keep you safe from them darn Ruskies. Just like we knew it would go. So I know Trump's super smart. So maybe Flynn did some other things. Because that's really what it is. I shouldn't say maybe Flynn did other things. Flynn's not bad, and Flynn's a super patriot, and led inside the government the counter coup against the globalists who are about to end free speech, totally take over, just in the name of net neutrality, start total censorship. Again, everything's upside down. Real hardcore evil was about to commence. They admitted that. That was their plan when Hillary got in. But it was so obvious, so over the top, that finally people in our government and the citizens and across the world are awakening, saying, no, we don't want this. And so Flynn's on the phone 18 hours a day. And they've got so many regulations and so many different things that they could go through all that and they could find a few things Flynn might not have dotted across perfectly, like Dinesh D'Souza. And then you see, that's the big embarrassment. So don't think Flynn's gone because of this made-up Russian crap. Was paperwork filed in consulting deals previous to the campaign with Turkey. And I'll just put that out there. Nobody else knows about that kind of stuff. Just so everybody understands what's really going on. You've got to be 100% absolutely pristine clean, which he was. But it doesn't matter. They're going to go after everybody. They're going to try to persecute whoever they can to intimidate everybody in that White House. If they can't intimidate Trump, to toe the line, or we're going to personally destroy you and your family. Paul has an article, the real reason General Flynn was forced to resign, the military-industrial complex is trying to sabotage Trump. And Eisenhower warned us of the complex, not a strong defense, but a complex that wants to dominate America and the rest of the world. And it was basically sabotaging our country because the complex itself is the global government. It is the teeth of the global corporate government and thinks it's so big, it's going to sit here and destroy mom and apple pie and prosperity and go after Christians and go after families. And it's just not going to happen. Military industrial complex run by a bunch of analysts and a bunch of pervert foundations and a bunch of control freak social engineers. So every time we're against the military industrial complex, they go, oh, you're against the military. Or see, these are all definitions. Or, oh, you're against having a strong defense. No. Trump's going to give us an updated strong defense, and more than a third of our fighters are going to be operable again, and we're going to have systems that work. At least that's the goal. Nothing's perfect. And Trump's already backed off some with the F-35 and the rest of it, because Mattis said, well, the rest of the world's already buying it, so we're going to sell the world this thing, and we hope it gets to where it works better. What's powerful about it is the platforms, the things that are on the platform, not the plane is like a black budget con game for a bunch of other stuff they've been building. Okay, I'll just let you know everything. And I don't even need to be told all this. I study this constantly. I know how things work. That's what I do. Not bragging, but that's why the militaries of the world listen. It's why people that are in power listen. Because this is a real broadcast, folks. This isn't dumbed down Oscars or Grammys or Emmys and American Dad and all that stuff. This is the real world. So Trump's even like, okay, have your F-35. Good God, the thing costs billions apiece. What? And they're like, well, it's too big to fail, sir. He's like, for the time being, fine. At least we just build it in America. And can we get Boeing back here? Can we get some jobs going? Those are the few things Trump's kind of halfway like signals, because in a deal, you're supposed to tell Japan, we're going to take everything away from you. And Japan runs and goes, we'll give you hundreds of billions of investment and we'll start accepting your products. We promise, please, because they know Trump's strong. Plus, they're worried about China. I mean, Trump, you know, the media keeps saying Trump is backing off what he said he'd do to China by half. That's what you do in a negotiation. It's not one-sided deals anymore. He comes and says, you're screwing us over. We're going to do the same thing back to you unless you negotiate. And then they start negotiating. That's what a negotiation is, a two-way street, reciprocal. So that's the whole spend machine. I'm going to do some midair refueling here for a moment, and then start reading into this article. And I really want to have these guests on today, but I'm tempted to push some of them back. I've been trying to get Michael Snyder on for a while, but he was out of town. Can we push Snyder to the third hour, or the maybe 12:30? Because I need to read these articles, because I read these articles myself, but then they're so important, and then I never get to them on air. I just kind of mention them. I mean, look at that headline, sabotage. Obama is commanding an activist army of 30,000 anti-Trump activists from his home 2 miles in a bunker from the White House. And by the way, that's in the New York Post and in The Hill. I mean, this is incredible. We told you this was coming, but the government's like divided into two. There's a civil war going on, and the bureaucracy is the people in a lot of control positions are obviously Obama people. Remember how he put tens of thousands of new people in before he left? And just the last month, just putting moles in everywhere. I mean, this is so seditious. And then they tell us, when they're the globalist takeover army, they're the corporate invaders. It'd be like if aliens invaded. And we had a president that got elected to deal with the threat. And the aliens pointed their finger and said, no, the Russians are the threat. Because Trump was talking to the Russians about fighting the aliens. Because globalism is alien. It's a new form of government. It's global. It's oppressive. It's anti-human. It's satanic. It's directed by, if you believe the Bible, a fallen off-world entity. And they make fun of that on the Young Turks and Huffington Post and the New York Times. Oh, Jones believes an off-world entity is directing humanity to destroy itself. Yeah, that's what every major culture believes. And I'm Christian. The Jews believe that, too. And you know what? You look around. That's what's going on. And then you find out the world leaders are praying to it and believe they're getting satanic knowledge on how to fight us. And you know what? You go study the British families in the 1850s that did all this. And they openly believe they're channeling this stuff and then envisioned DNA, envisioned biometrics, envisioned all the major sciences, computers, and then went out and told their scientists, start developing it. And then they said, we've got to have the general public hear about this so that the inventors come forward. So they had H.G. Wells in the 1890s and things start, and others start writing this, knowing that the elites couldn't come up with it, but they'd been given the knowledge. So they believed that they put out basically the basic template in predictive programming that then, because we're made in the image of God, we're master builders, that there would be humans that would then build it because they heard about it. I mean, that sounds like a science fiction movie. That's what you're living, folks. So while they've got you obsessed with UFOs and, you know, crashed rockets and weather balloons and all this, that's not where this stuff came from. It came from the other dimensions. It's like that goofy movie, Pacific Rim, We thought the aliens would come from outer space. They came from a rift in the time-space continuum, a blast gate in the deep ocean. That's basically what it is, but it's not 500-yard tall dinosaurs. And then you can say, well, that's just insanity. But I talked to top psychiatrists, psychologists, genetic engineers, all of them believe in God now. All of them know it's a demonic, interstellar, intergalactic, interdimensional deal. I mean, just that's what Christians all believe. There's a fallen devil. It wants to overthrow creation, do horrible things. In the days of men, when all this was happening, there were giants and the seed wasn't clean because they genetically manipulated God's design. And so God had to wipe off all the life on earth and start over. And then we dig up all this fantastical stuff. And they tell us, oh, that's billions of years old. Folks, we're living in the middle of a fantastic forbidden planet. Okay? And I'm telling you, the elite, they know the secrets. I don't know them all. I've just reverse engineered it, studied it, and read their writings and watched what they're doing. Either this is all true and they're completely insane, or they're just completely insane. I'm not saying I believe any of it. But I know this. They want to turn over Western society to a bunch of radical Islamic men because they hate Christianity and they hate women. That's why they tell you all day how much they love women. Because the globalists absolutely hate women.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath. In the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Don't call my name out your window, I'm leaving.
Don't call my name out your window, I'm leaving.
I won't even turn my head.
I won't even turn my head.
Don't send your kin folks around to give me no talking to.
Your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone, like I said.
I'll be gone, like I said.
I enjoy this song more and more as I get older.
You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along.
Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone.
Don't give me that old familiar cry.
Think you've been there before?
Understand.
Oh, I love
man.
Women so much.
Party a bad mouth.
They can be funny sometimes.
Understand, you man.
All right, let's get serious. Good old Johnny Cash. Coming up, I'm going to focus to be a good boy, and I'm going to go ahead and read these articles where they admit in major globalist publications exactly what's going on. And when they reach that level, you know it's danger zone, because they're not communicating with the USA, KKK, go away zombies. They just go ahead and go, okay, yeah, okay, Trump wants to actually have a revolution and make America run the global government, and Russia, you better watch out because... You know, you're hearing he wants to work with Russia. Well, that means that the United States is actually going to run everything, so you better watch out. He's kicking us out of here, and you should just join with us because... And so they're just totally panicking. But they're admitting the real Trump plan. With soft power and being the good guys again and actually doing business deals with people and giving them a chance to work with us. Now, they want to then have a military confrontation. They're going to come up against a real military that can absolutely defeat them. So I'm going to get to all that. Report, North Korea assassinates Kim Jong-un's half-brother in Malaysia. That's been confirmed. Kim Jong-nam, poor guy. There are some stories that are absolute Rosetta Stones, as I say, decoder keys to everything. And he was in such a prison of tyranny, even though he was going to be the leader. It was such a hellhole that he got caught with a fake passport in Tokyo trying to go to Disney World. He didn't want to execute people and torture people, and that's why his dad basically disowned him. And then he did find the little demon in Kim Jong-un, and now Kim Jong-un has had him killed. Imagine the statist out there that won a total state, and then as twisted as Disney World is still, imagine how magic that is to somebody that's grown up in North Korea. And all he wanted to do as an adult was go to Disney World. All right, listen, I barely plug, so when we plug, we need your support. The new toothpaste is here, sold out last time. It's super blue with colloidal silver and iodine plus tea tree and more. It's got the peppermint, and it's just amazing. It's concentrated. It supports the broadcast. And this is the type of item that I literally got this a few months ago, used it, was out, dug around in my drawer, found an old organic brand, and thought, why don't I just have this? Because I forget to bring stuff home. I said, you need to plug AutoShip. Everybody needs to go sign up for AutoShip every 30 days, every 60, every 90, whatever. You get 10% off when you do it. And InfoWarsStore.com for Superblue. Then you're getting great toothpaste. You're getting the best quality. And you're supporting the transmission that's fighting so hard against the globalists. Because, again, we're the talking points to the good people in the government and other governments to understand what's really going on. I don't say that arrogantly, but we really know what we're talking about. Our guests know what we're talking about. We're cutting edge. That's why you hear stuff here years or months before it's in the news. So Superblue is really just an amazing product. I'd add to dentist, retired, developed it. Again, it's the number one selling national brand out there of organic toothpaste, probably labeled by us at their factory, but then added the colloidal silver and other goodies to it. So it's a true game changer, one of a kind, a proprietary product. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. Shipping is free on all orders, $50 or more. We'll be back with hour number two. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea?